was funny. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you? K-U-P-D.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Let's just act like it never happened.
Finally. Busy with taxes.
I'm just an hour late. Yeah, we had to do our taxes, everybody. We're struggling. Not sure what happened. Good late morning to you. It is the morning sickness, and yes, it's back. Technical snafus. We think Iran has something to do with it. We're looking into it. But yeah, we don't know. It's John Brady, Brett Toledo. That's his name. Yeah, show. And we'll be right back. We don't know what happened. Something happened. Station blew up. Everything's on computers now.
Hardware.
No one knows how to fix a thing except for the super smart guy, Dave, and he's here now. And, you don't want me touching any of that stuff. No. I don't know what I'm doing. Used to be I did. Like, used to be that this stuff wasn't too hard to figure out. We were talking about it. I had an old CJ7 I could fix. And all you had to do was look at the thing that was making moves the rest of the engine wasn't making. Like, it was just this big open hole with a tiny, like, I guess that's the engine. And then it had the fan belt. The fan belt was massive. And you could fix anything by looking in and seeing that. Now, open the hood of your car, just a big chunk of plastic, some computer part. I'm like, I'm not touching that. Same with radio. We used to have wires I knew what to do with. I could go behind the board at the old station, not here. I didn't touch it because, well, maybe originally, but I didn't want to touch that either because that had been moved a lot. And I could fix stuff. You take me into the, we have a whole space in this building that looks like war games.
Yeah.
It's all computer programs and it's like 25 degrees in that room. It can't be any, and they tried to get me to go in there one time, and I'm like, why would I go in there? It's like, well, you want to see it? And I'm like, I can see it. It's as far as I'm going to go with it. There's absolutely nothing I can do in here, and I always compare it to holding a baby. I don't want to do it, and the only thing that's going to happen is something bad. I'm either going to break it or get zero joy out of it. Both ways, there's no purpose for me to be in that room. So,
I just think it would be cool to get two gigantic speakers out front of our station and plug it into those amps over there that we have in this room.
Those aren't
That's
amps.
Right,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, the two.
They're like stacks
you know,
stacks.
Like when the lights light up and glow hot? Yeah, it's a bunch of stuff. I don't know what it is, but yeah, something broke. It's all computer related. And, you know, there is certain aspects of technology that make everything better. But fixing stuff, boy, oh boy, those days are over. Nobody can do it anymore. Nobody can look at a thing and go, oh, this is clearly the problem. And usually smoke was involved. That was what I used to like. Smoke used to let you know it was broken. Now you don't even get smoke.
Remember that old board, the old building? Get smoke out of that one.
Oh, that thing would smoke all the time. You could smell electrical fires every once in a while. We're going to have a problem.
Anyone else smell that?
Yeah.
Brady can smoke a brisket on that thing.
Yeah, I mean, put a couple eggs on that. That doesn't seem so bad.
Ray was always never concerned about that.
No.
About
and
the
then
smoke.
That wild alcoholic engineer we had. Coming in and yell at everybody for things being broken. It wasn't our fault. So we're through it now. And now everything is just okay. Congratulations to all of you for making it through. And thanks to Jim Brewer for stepping in for a little while and helping us out. That was nice of him to call up and fix the...
And the story of Brady getting farted on at the Star Wars premiere.
That's right. Is that another thing we ran?
That was, yep.
Nobody heard it.
Things.
It was
Nobody
all broken.
It.
It was all broken. We were testing some stuff. Yeah, and then, of course, the tax day is the thing everybody's chatting about today as we're trying to catch up with everything. If you're doing your taxes today, you lazy son of a bitch. You should like, that's proof that you, if you're not getting a refund, I get it. Like, do them, but don't do them the last day. Just hang on. Wait.
See Mark Cuban's tweet?
Uh-uh.
Today I'm writing my check, paying my share, what I owe.
What do you owe?
$288 million.
Yeah. He doesn't pay his fair share as an individual
right.
man.
Right.
But he makes so much. Right. And an individual man's kicking in $288 million. But the percentage of... You don't want to play that game,
Jethro.
Don't start in with that. Yeah, because your percentage goes up most of the time.
Also, the economy that he creates.
I think he should be at zero. Ready, go. I think all rich people should pay less. It's a success tax, and you get a break for kicking ass. Poor people are the only ones who should pay taxes. So they give them an incentive to get out of that pickle.
So does this mean tomorrow we won't see any more Mexicans in Statue of Liberty outfits?
Well, you'll get the people who have delayed it.
Right?
Yeah, the extension.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, but the outfit of the Mexican man dressed as the Statue of Liberty gets dirtier and dirtier by the day.
It will drop down tomorrow.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of them today. A lot will be out today. But I've always
how late does that go? Like, how late are they? Well,
you can file for a couple months. What do you mean? How long do they run
today?
The outfit?
Yeah. I mean, are they out until like 8 o'clock tonight? What?
Oh, it's a good question.
Midnight, like the post office as far as turning them in, too, if you're not doing it electronically. The drop it off.
That's still the thing. You got to get it postmarked by midnight.
Yeah, on the day.
I think it's, but if you're still going to the post office today, like, you're doing pencil and paper taxes.
That's like term papers due tomorrow.
You're a crazy person. I've waited in one.
They say the average person spends 8 hours
on taxes.
Not me. 10 minutes to drive to my CPA's house.
Old Steve Kablinger will take care of that for me. Takes me a couple hours. A couple hours of prep. I give it to him, and he stares at me and goes, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I don't know." And then he's like, "Do you have these papers?" I'm like, "I don't know.
Probably."
"You have everything." And then he's like, "What do you have for this, this, and this?" And I just, like, if it's like it's stuff that I thought I should bring, I'm like, "Oh, yeah." And I'll just stare at my phone and make up a number that seems about right, and he writes it down.
Here's what I'm willing to pay.
I realized this when I was audited for companies I don't own.
Yeah.
When I got a letter in the mail, I always tell this story, but my tax story made me realize, why do I work so hard on these things? Random.
I was not down to get it right.
For a while, I was down to the penny. I'm like, oh, good geez, I got to. Then I realized, just round up and down. Nobody's going to care about that. Give a generalization. You know, your W-2s do the work and all the stuff that the paperwork comes with. And you're guessing numbers, just throw one out there. They called me up, or actually got letters in the mail saying, you owe us for this. You owe us for that. You never paid taxes on your business. I'm like, I don't have a business. And they said, we got three of them. I'm like, I do? Call this number. And I'm like, hey, I just want to call you and let you know. We're going to audit you for 2014, 15, 16. I'm like, why? Because your business taxes, you never paid them. And I'm like, I don't have a business. And they go, you have to prove that. Put that in your pipe for a second. Prove
and how does one do that?
Prove you don't own something. Because we need a letter from you certified that you don't own this. And I'm like, I can write you a letter that says I don't own the Saints.
Right.
I mean, that's it? Yeah. And they're like, we'll analyze it. I'm like, okay, so I wrote a letter that said I don't own these companies you say I own. Had Lane stamp it downstairs at a notary. Pagunked. Sent it to him. They're like, we've gone over your paperwork. And I'm like, you mean my... I might as well have written it in crayon.
Yeah. You could have.
And they're like, we're analyzing the
Brady
validity.
Could have written it for you.
I had a painting company, a party planning company, and a hunting tour guide company. The hunting tour guide company.
An entrepreneur you
are. I was
intrigued.
Jesus. I was getting it done.
About your contribution.
But I could look it up online. They were legit.
Like, are they still there?
No. Oh. They changed. The planning company, unfortunately, we lost that business. I think right when I started saying, hey, I'm not the owner of this, and they need to pay taxes. And that was one. And then the hunt guide thing wasn't doing too well. I think the year that they audited me, that place only made $5,000.
So now it's John Jay's party planning or what?
Yeah, yeah. He's out there doing it. But the painting company was doing very well.
Nice. Congrats.
And, yeah. Well, no, I did. I didn't see any of that, but I had to pay the taxes. I think they made $270,000 for, and it was a small company. That's not bad, as that was their income. And I had to counter that somehow or another, and I'm like, well, this isn't mine. So I wrote him a letter, and then they said that I only owed on $27,000, and I'm like, no, I'm not paying anything for a company I don't own. And I realized the IRS has no freaking clue what they're doing. Then, because of the audit, they went through my entire taxes for, I think it was 2015. So it wasn't just the companies I didn't know. They looked at my legitimate stuff too, and they caught a couple of errors. And they said, this was it. I'm not kidding. This was the exact conversation. We're going to send you in the mail a revised printout of what we think you owe us now based on the revisions. And I'm like, okay. This is going to run about $9,700. I'm like, on what? I'm like, out of the blue, you found $10,000 worth of stuff that I suddenly owe you? Well, we found that some of the write-offs you have for I had built this home studio and never put it together. And
but
I'm like, okay, I said, fair enough. I didn't use it for work, but I never claimed I did. I just built it for work, and then I never finished it. I said, but all the parts are there. And he said, yeah, we're going to do that. And I said, well, I'm not giving you $9,700. I'll end up talking to my tax guy about that. there was it went, literally said, "Well, I'm not going to pay you $10,000." And then the guy pauses and he goes, $3,300. And I said, $3,300 what? And he goes, "What if it's $3,300?" And I'm like, "Wait, you just pulled that out of the air.
You just give me the going out of business sale?"
He basically said, "Want to give me 10 grand?" And I said, "No." And he goes, "How about $3,300?" And I'm like, "That was the math that you quickly popped together off of my no?" And I said, "Well, what if I say no to that?" "Well, you're going to get a letter on that one."
"I think I'll take my chances."
"All right." Got the letter. My tax guy's like, "Just pay it." They're going to penalize you.
The $3,300?
They're going to penalize you. They've got an argument that, you know, it was never used for work, so technically isn't. I'm like, "Okay." I said, "But what happened when it went from 97 to 33? Yeah. And he goes, "It's the most arbitrary organization in the world unless they want you." And he said, "Then it's fine-tooth comb." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." And I'm like, "Well, screw this. I'm not. Why am I working so hard on taxes?" So my advice to all you people doing your taxes today, fudge it. You're not that important. Unless you're running some sort of mob stuff or you're trying to get away with something. Yeah. If you're a legitimate person, you're fine. They might audit you. And then just go say no. And then they drop the price.
Yeah, I mean, audit will happen if you, you know, had a $10,000 write-off last year and this year was $1 million.
Yeah, there might be some red flag. A few things. Yeah, mine's pretty basic. We had that one guy, that Jonah guy that used to run 4-minute commercials here. And that's when you realize the IRS will do things to you. Because he used to run commercials saying it's like a law in all the tax codes that if you get audited, you can audit the IRS back, the local audit. Like, I don't know how it works. And I'm like, "Hey, IRS, not going to do it. Don't worry about it." He just, and trust me, this is the reason why. They have to be able to prove that their books are in order before they can claim yours aren't. And they're billions short in so many areas that they can't even explain where the money is. But you'd have to hire a bunch of this guy used to do it for you. His name was Jonah. Mm-hmm. And he ran this anti-tax fraudulent thing. He was legitimate, but he was too into it. Well, Jonah had a lot of pressure on him from the IRS. They audited him constantly for telling people this and running commercials and having his whole business was based on the idea of, like, you don't owe them anything on an audit until this and this happened. And you have to tell them, "I want to see your papers too. Give them to me." Jonah ended up shooting himself in the head, literally.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. While we were on a trip with him.
What?
Yeah, we were broadcasting.
He sent us to the stratosphere.
He's like,
he goes, "You guys are great for my business, running commercials." He goes, "How about you come up, broadcast live from the stratosphere, and we'll have a big party up here. You guys can do on tax day." I think it was around this time, on taxes. "I'll come on the show. We'll do a little quick hit." And I'm like, not big on clients on the show, but if you're going to send us to Vegas, we'll do it. So we get up there, his assistant's there. "Okay, guys, this will be great tomorrow morning. We're going to run the Friday morning show. It'll be fun, blah, 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 blah." Okay, cool. Up in the stratosphere is cool. They have a broadcast center in the stratosphere. Like, this is kind of neat. Mm-hmm. And then word comes down about 6 a.m. that Jonah took his own life the night before because the IRS was all over him. Employees went to his office. It was like a movie.
Everything was gone.
Just phones sticking out of the wall. No desks, no anything. So we were up there. And they got him. They got him.
Our trip was good, though.
Trip was a blast.
How was the show that day? They didn't ask us to leave.
No, we got to finish the show. Yeah. We had a great time. Yeah. That dude, Kevin, won on roulette twice in a row. Would have. He won once, and then he wouldn't double down, and he picked the right number two times in a row. Would have $35,000 tax-free, I guess, because, you know, our guy was covering that.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
So taxes, you know, don't stress over it. I heard a guy at a restaurant. I could say it's the new Oso up on Central. It's my dog's birthday, so big birthday celebration for Gordon. And a guy at the table, I didn't even say it to the people I'm with, but the guy behind me goes, "I'm getting a check back for $42,000. He's like, what? And his friends were shocked. Yeah, what did you do? Now, if he's loaded, this guy looked like me. He's dressed like a 12-year-old. I'm like, wow, that's a pretty good oops. But his friend's like, what did you do? And he goes, dude, I didn't even look into a few things. But like, it's before I even started writing stuff off, I got back. I got nervous. I think I could have gotten more. And then I was going to turn and go, you realize, you moron, the more money you get back, the more you loan the government for free. But that's his friend stepped in and did it for me. So you get a $42,000 refund. That's nice to see. But you realize that you just gave the government a tax or an interest-free loan for a year.
Even at high yield savings now.
Crazy. So I always try to break even.
And unless you had a big loss, too.
Well, you can, yeah, if you're getting huge losses, then, you know, you wouldn't be bragging about your refund check because it's never
this dude. You're still taking it in sports.
You're getting crushed. wow, we'll give you 42 grand back of that. You got killed. But, yeah, it's a weird thing. I always try to go to zeros. People struggle with that. I always try to, don't owe you, you don't owe me. And I was pretty damn close this year.
They look at it as a payday. They look at it as a payday.
I know. Some people look at it. And, you know, it is. You get your money and you think, but it's literally. Would the government ever say, hey, we're going to give you $7,000 and you don't owe us a single shred of interest? No. We do it all the time and we celebrate. And, yay, I'm getting money back. Like, you're not getting money back. You're getting your money back and you gave it to them. They used it all year. Taxes. I'm not going to be like that Jonah, though. Don't come yelling at me like, how do I do that thing right? No. I don't know anything about it. I just know you don't have to be stressed out about it all the time. That IRS is huge. They can't keep up with what they're doing. And Elon Musk gives too much. I'll be the one who says it out loud. That's too much for one guy to pay. That's a lot. He's not paying it. The rich don't pay their fair share. Is $288 million per individual pretty fair? Even if he makes $20 billion, that's a nice chunk of change from one, you know, guy kicking in. Like, if you went to lunch and the richest guy said, I'm going to pay $288 million for lunch, you'd be like, that's a pretty nice chunk, even though he makes $15 billion. Yeah.
That same I'll guy, $288 million on the lottery, but it gets halved.
Jeez, the government's sure taking a lot.
Yeah. I'm not into that. I think we all pay too much. They spend too much. Totally. That's the bigger issue.
Every year, I think, you know, man, the flat tax.
It seems to make the most sense.
I know.
But people will argue it all day long. I don't even care anymore. As long as I don't have fraudulent businesses that have my name on them, it can't get any tougher than those couple years. That letter evidently did the trick. Like, I'm going to write him a letter and have it notarized. And I go, well, it finds out that letter wasn't too honest either. You do own a company. I'm like, damn it, you saw through my ruse. Through all of this, I don't know how we're even going to focus. What a busy day if you've got taxes to do. And somehow or another, you got to pay attention to the WNBA draft, which ESPN said
it's already today.
Out loud is, ready? ESPN said the following. The most anticipated draft in sports history.
For one pick.
For one pick, it's still the WNBA. There's nothing about this draft that's anticipated at all. I guarantee you 95% of the people listening didn't know the WNBA draft was today, and ESPN is selling it as the most anticipated draft in sports history.
We should have took the rest of the day off.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, should be a national
holiday.
Peyton Manning, Ryan Leaf.
Nope, nobody anticipated that. No, what are you talking about? Never heard of those guys. No. Caitlin Clark and who else, everyone? Is that Reese Angel girl from LSU? Is she? I don't even know. Maybe.
I think she's
that's two.
But I saw things. She's going to be drafted ninth.
What number are the Mercury picking?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Okay.
So anticipated. I can't.
Wait a minute, we'll have the details.
They didn't win it all this year? Oh, they haven't played yet.
No. It's starting soon.
Gotcha.
The most anticipated draft in sports history. The worldwide leader in sports said that.
Fake news.
Beyond fake news. Fox rolled their eyes. What? Oh, my God. You can get away with that stuff? Come on. Silliness. But another WNBA news. Congratulations to the Griners. They're having a baby in 3 months.
All right. Wait a minute. It's a new girl, isn't it?
No, she's been married to this lady for a while. No, for a while there. Remember
they
had the,
trouble.
Years ago, they had the paternity issues because she came home and her wife was pregnant, and Brittany was pretty sure it wasn't hers. That's a fact. They had a test. Yeah. I'm not kidding, Brett. I wish I was kidding, but that's true. Her and Destiny Diamond or whatever that girl's name was, she also played in the WNBA. They got into an altercation over there in Goodyear because that's where you have to live.
Destiny
if you play
throw blows?
You live in Goodyear when you play WNBA basketball. Even a two-income WNBA income, they still couldn't get better than a place in Goodyear. And then they got into a fight out front. And the, you know, the
911, what's your emergency?
There's a giant dude crushing another giant dude in the driveway. And somebody keeps screaming about Britney. I think they're arguing over Britney Spears' records.
All right, we're on our way. Where is that?
Buckeye?
It's a WNBA fight, sir.
No, there's no way those are chicks.
Trust me, it's the WNBA.
Doesn't the W stand for woman?
Yes.
No way. You'll see when you get here.
I know, it's misleading, sir.
So anyway, Brittany and her wife, Sherelle, are 3 months away from having a baby. Nobody's talking
are they
about.
Are sure it's Britney's this time?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Early, that caused the demand. I wish I was making that up.
That's so stupid.
When I said it years ago, I'm surprised your first note hearing this. Years ago, I said how much the WNBA tries to be like the NBA, right down to paternity tests.
How do you do that? I don't know.
No one was going to argue
about the donor.
No, they weren't. They tested everything. Nobody explained it.
Yeah.
And she was like, she was sure. Like they were talking about whose was it. And I'm like, why is no one asking the questions I'm asking? Because they're afraid. And they didn't.
So Brittany had to give a sample.
And well, I guess. Sample. She had to squirt in a cup.
A little swab.
That's so stupid.
I'll just beat off in a jar. Sense. I'll beat off in this jar and give you some of my girl squirt.
I don't want your girl squirt.
And some girl squirt. Squirt. I'm a prostate.
It was Brittany's or David Crosby. Mm-hmm. That was the fight.
Couldn't tell. So they ended up divorcing. Now I'm going to say something controversial here about Brittany and Sherelle's new kid. As a dog lover. Bear with me now.
All right.
There's a whole movement called Adopt, Don't Shop. Shelters, adoptions, the Humane Society, so many of them offer dogs that need homes, cats that need homes, animals that need homes, and breeders are causing a bigger problem by having bougie, you know, $4,000 and $5,000 dogs when these dogs sit in shelters. And at one time, the rate was 121 intake a day that had to come down also. That means 121 coming in meant about the same that they had to let go of. And you know what I mean by that. It goes for the trans community as well. This is the adopt, don't shop for the gays. You go grab one out of the shelter, a kid, China, Russia, whatever. Go grab one of those. Rather than cause more trouble by popping one into the oven. That's you. If you can't make it on your own, there's plenty that you can buy over at, what's that, Sunny Acres, Sunshine Adoption?
Sunshine Acres.
Yeah, there you go. Sunshine Acres. Toledo knows about it because he hangs around there and waits for his dad to come back and laugh at them.
Something will happen. God damn it.
But to put a baby inside of the other person and then never say who the dad is, you're it's perpetuating the problem. There's too many little needy kids out there. If they have it. Plus, just tell us what's really happened here. Brittany got that lady pregnant. There's nothing about this. If Brittany says on TV, look.
I got her pregnant. It's how it worked. I squirted my girl juice in her and coated her eggs with my love. And I gave her life.
Then I'd be like, all right, it was a natural occurrence. And that I'm okay with. But if you went out and artificially manufactured another person. And then said that we're having a baby and stuff, but you wanted to. There's plenty of them out here that you can go buy at one of these shops that holds these unloved kids. I've seen Wednesday's Child. They got babies, they got newbies, they got them all. You're Brittany Griner. You were in Russian jail for a year. Maybe that's why you can't adopt. I don't think they give it out to felons.
So, but did they have that kid then?
No, the first one?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't remember if Destiny lost it or not.
Okay.
Diamond Destiny. What was her name? I forgot. Either way, adopt, don't shop, gays. That's what I say. Be like the boy gays. They go out and pick one up. They can't stuff one in the other guy. Girls, they can. They can stuff it in the other guy like crazy. girl gays, you guys shouldn't be bougie and breed. No breeders. Breeder, and think of all the tears that are falling at the adoption agency now. Maybe some of joy that they don't have to be raised at Brittany Griner's house. What would you rather be, an orphan or the adopt, like your mom and mom play for the WNBA?
We're being correct.
Oh, orphan.
I think the fight was with Glory Johnson.
Glory Johnson, that's her name. It. Yeah,
current
that's right.
One is Sherelle.
That's right, Sherelle. Sherelle Destiny Diamond?
Sherelle Griner.
Well, now it's Griner. Yeah, there was one of them that had a crazy name, but Glory was the other one.
Yeah, Glory Johnson.
That's right. Glory Johnson, that was what was funny about it. All right. Either way, they had a fist fight in Buckeye over whose dad it was.
On Wikipedia, there's no list of
they children. Have twins together.
Oh, there you
she
go.
Oh, she did look pump them out.
Pulling it up.
All right. But what they tested and it was Brittany's?
How did, what the?
Well, you said they have twins together and that was the fight. How did you get pregnant?
They say share twins together. Let's see.
They share twins together.
Yeah.
We need the John Madden chalkboard. Yeah. Draw this
here's
out.
I can't. Just put this in the eggs, and then the girl squirt comes out.
Sherelle was her lawyer that got her out of
that's
Russia.
Right. Sherelle was the one that helped her out. I forgot about that.
I'm so confused.
So you got a girl here, and you got a girl here, and then one of them's got a baby in them, and the other one's mad that the baby isn't maybe theirs, and somebody else put a baby in her, but then that one says it's hers, and now they're going to have tests. Boom!
There's a happy couple.
Yeah. Whoa. It's a good-looking couple.
I know why Brett said well.
Yeah, we all thought well. Brett said well. Either way, adopt, don't shop, gays. And I know you don't like it, but damn it all, the tears of those orphans should tell a story on their own.
I might have tested her, too.
Now, no, there's no question. You ever see her play basketball without her shirt on?
I've seen pictures, yeah.
You'd test.
Yeah.
You'd test. But you ever watch her dunk?
Nope.
It's a woman.
Is anybody else?
That's a woman. That's a woman dunking. Anyway, bottom line is, it's the most anticipated draft in the history of sports. We'll be right back. Brought to you by Papa John's and Lies. Propaganda John's and Lies. Anyway, so yeah, it's a long story. You should read about it, Brett. It's a long twisted tail. And then, evidently, and I'm just learning this from Brady, they share twins together, which means the test came back and she's the dad.
Oh, man.
How do you get in a fight with somebody over who the kid is and then go back and go, well, it's mine? I mean, Maury would have just...
I would have loved to have seen that on Maury.
Drop dead on the stage.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
In the case of 2-month-old twins, Brittany, you're the father?
I told you, player. Nobody knocking my bitch up on me.
You know, if they're dancing and stuff like they used to do.
Does my baby come from my balls?
What? Anyway, so they're having a baby and everybody's celebrating, but me. Everybody's acting like they're happy about it, but me.
So they ended their marriage or their relationship.
Glory Johnson.
The whole paternity
the baby.
Suit.
Yeah.
Because Brittany wanted a DNA test to determine
whether it was hers or not.
No, it.
There is no way you can
anonymous
come from
sperm
my
donor or no Johnson's ex boyfriend.
Right. Well, she. That
there
was
the fight.
I remember that she thought that while she was gone for a little bit, that Glory
she was hooking up
Glory
with
poked her hetero boyfriend.
Yeah.
And but then they had testing, and it turned out Brittany was the father. the boyfriend wasn't involved. So then they got into a fist fight in Buckeye, which, by the way, fist fight in Buckeye is called Monday. Although Buckeye's cleaned it up a little bit. They're no Maryvale.
I'm going to go home and smack your mama right in the mouth.
When we get home, Junior.
Daddy?
I'm your mother.
Daddy, this is very confusing.
It's because I'm your mama.
That would be a really tough, like the kid's like 5 looking at all the other parents going, hold on a second.
Wait a tick.
why is my dad in the WNBA?
Because your daddy is a beautiful lady.
Uh-huh. All right. I know I'm 2 and I shouldn't know this yet, but somebody get me some rope and like pills immediately.
The whoop-ass National Basketball Association.
It's not for inclusive for everybody.
But I've seen you. You can't dunk. You're a woman. You're 6'8 and can't dunk. Are you? Do you have, like, no tendons?
I can dunk. I'm responsible for 9 of the total 31 dunks in the history of the WNBA. It's 28 years. 27 dunks.
Kids listen to Isley Brothers. Who's that lady?
He's just constantly in the house playing songs, waiting for them to answer. Yeah.
Who's that lady?
Turn that rattle-tack down.
Mom? Dad? I have some questions.
Don't you call me your dad.
I'm just going to play this until one of you steps forward. Tells me what the f*** is going on.
Someone got some explaining to do.
You're 2 years old. Don't you use language like that, little girl.
First off, we're not all girls. Let's start there. What the f*** is going on around here?
Listen, twin.
Come meet your stepsisters.
How did that happen?
Who's that lady?
Meet my ex-wife.
Dad, damn it. How many surprises are you going to toss my way?
What's your dad do? Oh, he's a center in the WNBA. You heard of him.
Is that the ESPN that had her? You got 1 minute on the interview to dunk it.
And 3 times, she missed 3 times, so she had a cold. It's a legitimate thing. Well, let's, undefended. No guard. Go ahead, Brittany. Throw it in the hoop.
I'll dunk this. I'm going to dunk this motherfucker.
Dunk off the front of the rim.
I have a cold. I got a little head cold. Makes me about 8 pounds heavier.
What?
Gravity works better when you have a cold. You don't know that? That's W science.
Exactly, Brittany. That's the great thing about science. It's whatever we want it to be. Anyway, so Brittany and Sherelle are having another one. Adopt, don't shop, I say. That's my message today. Gays or otherwise. I'll be the one who takes the slings and arrows from all the jackasses. You're just a bigot. Well, no. I just deal in reality much better than most folks. This is confusing, and I just want the truth. Tell me who the dad is. If it's a sperm donor, quit acting like they're having
Glory,
a baby.
I'm going to go with her ex-boyfriend.
Well, no, it wasn't. It wasn't him.
I don't know if they ever DNA tested.
They did. That's why Brittany's responsible for those kids, because what she was saying.
Oh, she was avoiding them.
That's right.
Didn't want to pay the
child
support.
But they never said. Now they're anonymous donors, but they were in a fight over a paternity test.
Yeah.
Which I laughed. I think I laughed for a full 72 hours. I think Guinness came to the house and like, you got one more hour and you're going to hold the record. I'm like, I can't. Every time I think about it.
They went to counseling. One meeting.
Paternity test, literally a paternity test in the WNBA to find out who the dad was for the lesbians. And Brittany celebrated that it wasn't the other guy.
What?
That's a real story. You can yell at me all you want. That happened. Not supposed to talk about it, John. I don't care. Andre says, is there any way to get Dr. Phillip on this? You have to explain something to everybody, starting with God. And then science, and then me. What the f*** are you so happy for? You should have adopted one.
I just wanted my own sperm to inseminate my lady friend. My W sperm.
Just because you put W in front of it doesn't make it legitimate.
It's my W sperms making W babies.
So okay. Her new partner, Sherelle, when she gives birth then to the child.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany will have 3 kids. Will that be the most? Will she father the most kids?
She's the Antonio Cromartie of the WNBA. She's fathered more children in the WNBA than any other player by 3, I think.
It might be twins. Yeah,
it might be twins. You're right. So when this one comes out, if it's twins, she'll hold the record 4-0 over all the other W's.
She's the Sean Kemp of the WNBA.
She is.
I'm swinging seed, brother. I'm like Tracy Morgan. I show up in the locker room, girls get pregnant.
It's just a weird story. And then last night I'm watching the news tell us that it was a happy thing. And I'm like, come on. This is exactly what propaganda is. It's like, all right, everybody, if you're not happy about it, you're a bigot. And I'm like, happy about it? First off, I never care when anybody's pregnant. So it doesn't matter straight. I don't care if you're pregnant. Like, congratulations. You're 7 billion people on the planet. You've done nothing special at all. Again, I've said it before. It's the most overhyped, overrated, and by the way, easiest thing in the world to do. Ladies, you act like it's so hard. You know how many babies are born in China every day? I learned this yesterday. Take a guess. Every day. Every day. 46,000.
Ooh, that's a little, look wow. High.
And you go over 46,000. Yeah, 46,000 new people. 46,000 vaginas going. That's a lot. You're doing nothing special.
And what is that? I wonder what the ratio is to death.
I don't know. I think they still go higher. Every day?
It's crazy.
46,000 a day? Do the math for the month.
I don't know. That FanDuel bet.
Look, it's crazy. Yeah. 46,000 a day are born. A day. Ladies, oh, being pregnant is so. I can't imagine. I need 45 doctors. 46,000 Chinese do it every single. 46,000 Chinese do it every day.
Man, the whores of China.
Well, it's not whores. They're not all whores. There's a lot of fine Chinese mothers.
Brett. They stopped the whoring. They put the brakes on it.
I would tend to agree with that most women that have a baby or a horse. But 46,000. It's not hard to get pregnant. It's not hard to have a baby. We
wonder
treat
how
it,
that compares to us.
And yeah. Carrying a baby's nothing. Ask every man in America how tough it is to have 15 extra pounds in their body. Big whoop. Beauty hootie, you did it to yourself. It's such a beautiful thing. Why do you bitch about it for 5 solid months of your 9 months?
I can't wait for it to come out.
Oh, God. Easy. Nothing to it. But when it comes to lesbian pregnancies, now you got a headline for me. I'm going to be interested in that. But yeah, I'm not celebrating pregnancies when anybody does it. But the news, oh, happy news coming out of the WNBA. Brittany and her wife are going to have a baby. They're expecting. Well, one of them's expecting. The other one just picked a vial and poured it in. It isn't beautiful. What they did was not beautiful. It's really kind of gross and sort of hospital sterile, really.
Do I just shoot it in there? Or?
Yeah, just squeeze the big ball at the end like you're putting water on a turkey. All right, congratulations. I think she's pregnant.
Now put a real twist in the story. The father is Mr. Orange.
Oh, I hope that's true. Do you think Brittany ties the baster on with the donated sperm?
Or where I just jam that in there, and then when I'm ready, just like a clown's nose.
Texter says, so she can drive the lane, but...
she has no pullout game. Brittany trapped in the box. Rejected by the rim. Yeah.
So I just keep helping her with the...
Oh, that's right.
And no speed buggy.
Then I give her a front enema.
Yep, give her a front enema. Squirt that right in there. Isn't it beautiful what they've done? Now that John's put a new thing.
And then she does this.
Speed buggy! That's me.
Hey, quit making that noise. You're shooting our baby out. Now I got to go get another vial. We only got 3 of these. Clinch that up, goddammit. All right, here we go. Clown's nose.
Speed buggy. That's me.
Put it. We're down to our last vial now. Stop it.
Anyway. So
try it tomorrow.
Celebrate, everyone. I also watched a murder mystery about gay parents this weekend. Huh? It was awesome. So here's something. If you've ever killed anybody, don't tell them. Don't tell anyone, even your spouse. Like, Brady, I don't know if you've killed anyone, but hopefully Ronnie doesn't know, because it always comes back to get you. This guy in 2008, gay,
you think?
Went to a gay bar. Yeah, oh, it'll come back and it'll haunt you. Murder. Brett.
What?
Yeah. 2008, he goes to a gay bar, picks this guy up. I think I was just playing with the dogs for a few minutes until I realized what was on my TV. I'm like, well, what? So he's at the gay bar and they're dancing and stuff, and he gets back in the car. And then the next thing you know, I heard two gunshots. Pew, pew. And I'm like, whoa, something happened. I missed it. He went, took the gay guy to his house, shot him in the bathroom, then cleaned up his bathroom. He was handy. He was a man. So he did some work around the bathroom, remodeled, got the guy out of there, stuffed it in his Jeep, and got rid of the body somewhere, and then tore out the carpet of his Jeep and did all sorts of stuff. So he's married a few years later to this guy, and they stayed married for a while. In 2014, he confesses to his spouse that there's a missing guy in like Kansas City or something that he killed. And he said, and then I remodeled the bathroom and all that. And his spouse, like Brett, was like, I'll never say a word. I love you so much. And I can't imagine you ever leaving me and all that. They have this adopted baby. They have another adopted baby. And then 2021 or 2020, they're calling it quits. And it's not going well. And the child thing is kind of like, I want him all the time, whatever. So then he tells the guy, don't forget what I know about you. And he's like, whoa, hold on. I told you that in confidence. He goes, if you want to take my kids, don't think I won't know that. So then it starts getting real bad. And he goes to the feds. And he goes in there and says, I can get him to confess. No problem. Because the gay guy still wants a blowjob. No matter how mad the other guy is, he's like, if you just go in there. And so he goes over there and he's not seducing him, but they're having a discussion. And the other guy gets wise to it and just strips him down, like looking for wires and stuff. Like checks his wallet, empties his whole wallet, because there's a little microphone in there. And sure enough, he's like, why would you do that unless you felt guilty for something? He goes, you know what I feel. And he goes off and just starts to tell the story. Cops were listening through the walls. Go in there and banged him out. Killed a guy years ago. Tells one person the love of his life. The anus of choice for 10 solid years. Until it wasn't. Which is proof. You can never trust your spouse with that kind of information.
Or don't pay.
Or finances. Those are the two things. Murder and how much money you actually have. Those things they can never know. It's crazy. So yeah, so it was a pretty nutty story because at the end, because the thing was, they got married too when Barack made that a thing. And so your spouse can't testify against you.
Right.
Until they're not your spouse anymore. Then they can. And so the other guy was arguing, well, I told him that as my spouse, so technically that doesn't count because he's not allowed to tell information. Like, oh, he's absolutely allowed to. And like, lawyers were like, ah,
remember,
nuts.
Locally we have that because yeah. Those parents of the Gilbert Goons,
yes.
They decided to marry, get remarried
yeah.
So that they wouldn't
so they
have,
couldn't
to,
have to tell on each other.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But then the lawyer basically tells the guy who did the kill, and he's like, I tried. You're going to jail. Yeah.
Sorry. You're done.
It was a great story. These murder mysteries, middle of the night murder mysteries, are awesome to me. You gays, you're making it interesting. You're making TV better, I'll say that, with Brittany Griner and the paternity tests and the murderous gays telling their spouses all this stuff. It's great. Anyway, it's good to have the station back up and running, isn't it? Yeah.
Murderous Gays, decent band name?
Murderous Gays is a great band name. I think they're playing on our patio in a couple of days. They're opening for Coated Prostate. And Twink in the Wet Feet. KDKB's got something going on every day out there. Nobody's heard of any of it. Anyway, let's get a wake-up song for our broken-down little speed buggy here that's trying to get through the day with busted software. We'll see if we can make it through the whole morning. Then it's up to Larry to keep this train going. Give us a wake-up song, 585-9800. A good one. We'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.